Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline as we talk a little Bucks, little Packers, and also want to get his thoughts on the big trade that happened the other day with Yu Darvish. Our good friend from CBS 58 in Milwaukee, Kevin Olden, joins us. Hello, Kevin. How are you?
Joe, I'm doing great, but I have to admit, I think the Seinfeld calendar got it wrong this year. I think even though Festivus was a week ago, I think today is your airing of sports grievances in Wisconsin. I really do. I think this is when – I think you got to go dust the Festivus poll off, get it back in the studio, and have some fun.
I'm not going to lie. The Festivus poll is still in here. For those that don't know, I ended up finding the Festivus poll. It was in the Kiss FM studio. We're in the same building with Kiss FM in Milwaukee. They stole the Festivus poll. So I happened to come across it after I got off the air on Festivus to see it there. So now it's in the studio where it belongs. So this works out perfectly, my friend. It really does. So, Kevin, let's first talk about I don't know where to go. I don't know if we should talk about the negative with TNT just bailing on the Bucks or the fact that the Bucks actually made history last night. Which way do you want to go?
I got to tell you, I'm since I have this news background from my day job, I'm all about starting leading with the top story. And what happened with the Bucks and three pointers is terrific. But man, I am way more incensed about TNT than I am happy about three pointers right now. Because dude, that is the culmination of years or decades of, well, Milwaukee, we can give you NBA respect once you have a star player. We can give you NBA respect once you have a team that's among the top in the Eastern Conference or whatever. And they get there and they play the Heat, the team that knocked them out of the playoffs last year. You've got Giannis signed to a Supermax. You've got this team locked. It's clear they're good. They're setting an NBA record, and we get to go see, who was it? I don't even remember. I was so incensed, I don't even remember.
Well, we were watching Steph Curry take practice threes for a while. I mean,
that's the world.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing, Kevin, and I don't know if you have any more insight on this because your background is television. We have seen this before where national networks will bail on a game because a game is completely out of reach, but typically the game that we're watching is not our favorite team. It's just two teams going up against each other, and that's what happens. Do you think TNT had the capability to at least keep that game on in the Milwaukee market or in the Wisconsin market and let the rest of the country watch something else? I mean, I have to think they had those kind of capabilities.
That's a good question, and I got to be honest with you. I have a way to answer it because one of my really, really good friends that I worked with years ago in the business I forget her exact title, but she's an executive producer or something at TNT. So I can get that answer for you. I'll do it. I'll text you once we're done here. I'll call either call her or text her and find out. Because you would think that the way things work these days with national broadcasts, you see it with the NFL where you can keep a broadcast in a certain market or whatever. You can change what you're showing from market to market, and you can keep things going. My guess is it could happen. So, I'll find out about that, Joe. Because I've got a friend that I occasionally give Giannis related grief to. This will be a perfect chance to catch up again.
Well, I appreciate that. We're talking with Kevin Olden of CBS 58 in Milwaukee here on the Bill Michaels Show. So let's talk about the game itself last night. We really haven't had a chance to do that. We've been airing our grievances. It's just simply incredible to shoot 29 threes, break the record, especially having that kind of response after you got embarrassed against the Knicks a couple of nights ago. And also the fact, Kevin, Giannis didn't have to do any heavy lifting in this game. He only had 9 points and was the only guy that didn't hit a three.
Oh, man. Here's the thing, I know that the three-point record is going to be what will be remembered from this game, but the fact that the Bucks put up a buck 40-something and Giannis didn't even get to double digits is bonkers to me, because what it shows you is the Bucks have reached that phase where, yeah, they have the star player, but they've got enough parts around him, enough other great pieces around him, that they can still win games and do so when Giannis has an off night. He doesn't have off nights often, But remember that series against the Raptors a couple years ago in Eastern Conference Finals? Bucks have a two-game lead, and Giannis airballs a free throw, and the entire series fell off the rails at that moment. They didn't win again. And I feel like this team facing that Raptors team might have a different outcome now because it's a deeper, stronger group. And so the thing that the Bucks wanted to do is exactly what they've done. My friend texted me back just now.
Okay, what do you got?
She said, "Oh gosh, the Bucks are on TV all the time. That game was trash."
Honestly, see, I take it she's not a Bucks fan.
I mean, she loves Giannis because she just likes the player, but that is amazing.
Well, that's that's probably the attitude that the producers and executives at TNT had when they made that decision.
Yeah, they're like, "Well, this is not going well." I do have to still ask her that question, though.
Yeah,
about this, can they stay with it?
Yeah, but yeah, please do. You're my investigative reporter for today. Kevin Olden, CBS 58, joining us on the Bill Michaels Show. Kevin, can you hang around like on the other side of the break? Because I'm up against the break, and I still have some stuff I want to touch on with you. Is that okay?
No, yeah, sure.
Okay, Kevin Olden's going to stick around with us here for another segment, because I want to try and talk a little bit more Bucks, as well as his Packers-Bears prediction and this big Yu Darvish trade, because he is the baseball aficionado. So we will do that coming up on the other side of the break. We will also get a report from Mike Clemens as well. I'm Radio Joe Zenzola. The Bill Michaels Show continues. We will have more coming up right after this. Kevin Olden joining me for another segment here, a couple of minutes. So, Kevin, let's talk Packers-Bears here. Your prediction for the game and thoughts on what you saw from that big win against the Titans as well.
Yeah, first of all, I think this is going to be a very Green Bay-heavy kind of Sunday. I mean, the Bears are trying to still get in the playoffs. They've got something to play for, but the Packers have momentum thanks to that Titans win that they haven't had. Momentum in a bunch of different phases of the game. I mean, this is at least I'm calling it a two-touchdown Packers win. It may be more. And part of it is just all the different things that happen against the Titans. Again, it's like Giannis scoring 9 and everybody else going nuts. I mean, you had A.J. Dillon running for more than 100 yards and 2 scores. You had the defense disrupting things, holding A.J. Brown, holding Derrick Henry under 100 yards. I mean, that's not just good football. That's championship football. And they're playing it at a perfect time.
Yep, I completely agree with you. Also, baseball, big trade that happened. Actually, big trades. I mean, the Padres were able to land 2 aces in Blake Snell and Yu Darvish. The Cubs appear to be cutting salary because I don't think they can afford some of these guys right now. So it appears to be a rebuild. How do you look at this whole landscape and situation right now with those two teams?
It's amazing because baseball's uncertainty means that if somebody is willing to pounce, ready to pounce, they can. And man, the Padres are, and I love it because it's a small market team. It's a team you never hear from, and it's a team with some really pretty jerseys that I love to wear, the old brown and yellow and orange. Like, I want to see a lot of that on my TV next year. And with Blake Snell and Yu Darvish in the fold, I mean, that's amazing. And I think the Cubs, by the way, are about to non-tender Wilson Contreras. And, I mean, I don't know if the Brewers have money right now, but I think a catcher like Wilson Contreras would be a nice pick.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, David Stearns is going to have to find some bargain basement deals, as we all know. I mean, we got about a minute here, Kevin, but it almost feels like if the Brewers don't do a ton, they could actually still be sitting pretty in that division, as crazy as that sounds.
Just because no one else is moving right now. Baseball is in a glacial phase. I mean, there's nothing happening. So, yeah, the Brewers could be competitive. By the way, I got my answer from my friend. They don't do blackouts at TNT, and so they don't do any regionalization. They only have East Coast and West Coast TNT, so they did not have the ability to show that game just here.
Wow. See, I that's just crazy to me. I just feel like in this day and age in television, you have the capabilities of doing that. But thank you for looking into that. I really appreciate it.
That's one of my good friends in the biz. Now she's going to give me grief. She's from Houston, so she's upset about J.J. Watt and the Texans now. That's what we're talking about.
Yeah, well, I'm glad we're not the Texans. Kevin, I always appreciate it, my friend. Have a happy new year, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Joe. Grievances aired.
Aired indeed.